Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. You know that feeling when you're carrying around this weight on your shoulders? Like a backpack filled with rocks you just can't seem to put down. That, my friends, is often the burden of unforgiveness. We talk about mental health all the time, but sometimes we forget one of the most powerful tools we have. Forgiveness. It's not about condoning bad behavior, it's about liberating ourselves from its grip. Today, we're diving deep into why forgiveness isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a cornerstone of mental well-being. First things first, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Holding onto anger and resentment doesn't benefit anyone, least of all you. It's like constantly sipping poison and expecting the other person to die. It festers inside, creating this toxic brew that impacts your mood, your sleep, even your physical health. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when someone wronged you? That's your body reacting to stress caused by unforgiveness. Forgiveness is a conscious choice, a powerful act of self-love and liberation. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It means acknowledging the pain, understanding its impact, and choosing not to let it define you anymore. Think of it like this. You're ripping out that poisonous weed from your garden, getting space for new growth. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about forgiveness and mental health. 1. It's a gift to yourself. Forgiveness isn't about making things right between you and the other person, it's about making things right within yourself. It's about releasing that grip of negativity and reclaiming your power. 2. It takes time. Don't beat yourself up if forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, not a switch you flip. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and take things one step at a time. Remember, it's okay to feel hurt and angry, those are valid emotions. But don't let them fester and control you. 3. It doesn't excuse the behavior. Forgiveness isn't about saying what happened was okay. It's about recognizing that holding onto anger won't change the past, but it will continue to impact your present and future. 4. It strengthens resilience. When we forgive, we learn to bounce back from adversity with more grace and strength. We become less reactive to pain and more capable of navigating life's challenges with compassion. Think of it like this. Forgiveness builds mental muscles that make you tougher, not softer. 5. It fosters connection. When we choose forgiveness, we create space for empathy and understanding. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, even if the past is difficult. Remember, humans are flawed, but holding onto unforgiveness only creates more distance. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this perfectly. Imagine a friend who lets you down big time, they break your trust, hurt your feelings, and leave you feeling betrayed. You're understandably furious, you want to shout, lash out, maybe even cut them out of your life. But then, you take a step back. You realize that holding onto that anger won't bring you closure, it won't change what happened. You choose to forgive your friend not because they deserve it, but because you deserve peace. You recognize that everyone makes mistakes, and holding onto the hurt is only hurting you. This act of forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning their actions. It means choosing to move forward with less pain and more clarity. See, forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about remembering without letting it consume you. It's about accepting the past, learning from it, and choosing a path of peace and growth. So, what's the takeaway here? Forgiveness is a superpower. It liberates us from negativity, strengthens our resilience, and allows us to connect with others on a deeper level. Don't let the weight of unforgiveness hold you back any longer. Choose forgiveness, choose peace, choose yourself. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on forgiveness? Have you experienced the transformative power of letting go? Share your story in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until tomorrow, remember, you've got this. Stay stoic, stay strong, and stay true to yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.